She will arrive this Friday. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today we join David and his family for a story. This story is for comprehensible input. If you need more information on how comprehensible input works, I have a lot of videos on that topic. Suffice it to say that comprehensible input is the best way to learn English. It is the modern trend in language learning in the 21st century. So let's get started. She is arriving on Friday, is what David told his mom, Ginger. Ginger knew that David's girlfriend, Audrey, would be arriving for a visit, but they had not established which weekend this visit would occur. When David talked to Audrey, they selected this coming weekend as the date of the visit. So she would be driving up Friday and would arrive in the afternoon. She would stay until Monday morning. Ginger responded to this news cheerfully. She had expected it in general, and so now the plans are set. David added, "Oh, by the way, Mom, she's a vegan." This revelation was unexpected by Ginger. Ginger didn't expect to hear those words, and it took her a moment to process. With a big smile, she responded, "Then meatloaf or barbecued ribs are probably not my best choice, right?" David said, "Well, no, but don't get too excited. Audrey is not a picky eater. She just doesn't eat animals or animal products. So if you fix a bunch of food, she will just not take any meat or dairy. It won't be a big deal. She's not picky." Ginger thought for a moment. "If she doesn't eat meat or dairy, where does she get her protein?" David said, "From everything else." Ginger responded by saying, "Well, I'll give it some thought and make sure that I have some good food in the house. Nothing to worry about. I'll take care of it." She then said, "While we're on that subject, I've been talking to Kathy and Robert. Our plan is to have a combined family picnic on Sunday afternoon. I'll make sure that we have some good vegetarian options available for that as well." David said, "That sounds great, Mom." And then he went off to work. This conversation was occurring right after breakfast as David was trying to get off to work to get there on time. In the mid-afternoon, Ginger noticed that Bobby and Oscar were playing in the yard next door. What that told her was that Kathy was likely home, and maybe this would be a good time for her to walk over and see if she has a minute to talk. So that's what she did. She knocked on Kathy's kitchen door and found Kathy in the kitchen. After greeting Kathy, she said, "You know, I have an interesting problem. Maybe you could give me some insight." Kathy said, "Sure, what's up?" Ginger explained that David was having a lady friend from college come visit for the weekend. Kathy said, "That's great." But then Ginger said, "But she's a vegan." Now this is where Kathy started having some fun. Because in mock horror, she said, "Oh no, not a vegan. What are we going to do?" At this point, Ginger realized that she was being mocked a little bit by her good friend. It was obvious that Ginger was concerned about this young lady being a vegan, but Kathy put it in perspective. It's not a big deal. Unfortunately, Kathy was still in a playful mood, so she said to Ginger, "That's easy, just serve her chicken." At that point, Ginger was really confused. Had her neighbor lost her mind? Vegetarians and vegans don't eat chicken. Of course, Kathy knew that. She was just playing with her. She was just toying with her. It was all said in jest. Ginger is hoping that she can persuade Kathy to get serious about this because she wants some real advice, not just to be made fun of by her friend. So to this end, Ginger said, "Can you get serious for a minute? I came here for help." Still playful, Kathy used her hand to gesture in front of her own face and wiped the smile off her face. Kathy said, "Okay, I'm serious. How can I help you?" Ginger, now in exasperation, said, "Oh, come on." With that, Kathy returned to her usual persona, her usual demeanor, with a cheerful smile. But she stopped mocking her friend, Ginger. Kathy said, "This is super easy. For instance, for the picnic, we just need to make sure we've got extra fruit, vegetables, and some interesting dishes that don't contain any animal product. This will be easy. For instance, we could get some takeout from an Indian restaurant or a Thai restaurant and just serve that as an option. Most everybody is going to eat the usual picnic items, which will have a lot of meat in them. Let's just have some extra fruits, vegetables, and vegetarian offerings. This is not difficult. I like the idea of some takeout from a good restaurant." Now that's the kind of advice Ginger wanted. She knew that Kathy would come through. Takeout from an interesting restaurant, that would work. And certainly more fruits and vegetables. But there was more. Kathy said, "You know, there are a couple of YouTube channels that will help you with this. I'll send you the links by text. I'll send you two. One of them is the Whole Food Plant-Based Cooking Channel. And then the other channel is by Jane Esselstyn. Both of these YouTube channels have a lot of recipes that are easy to make and you could use during the visit of David's girlfriend." She then said, "Oh, by the way, what is her name? What are we going to call David's girlfriend?" "Her name is Audrey," was the answer. Kathy continued, "I'm sure you'll find recipes on these two YouTube channels that will be fine for Audrey's visit." Ginger said, "Well, sounds like it's time to get busy. I probably need to go to the farmer's market, but I need some ideas before I go. Looks like I better get home and do some research." Kathy said, "Have fun with this. This is not a big deal. It's a chance for you to broaden your horizons, learn some new dishes, maybe some new cooking techniques. Turn it into a game and then play to win." With that, Ginger thanked her and exited the kitchen door into the yard. After Ginger left, Kathy thought, "I wonder what the story is with this young Audrey. How did she become a vegan?" In the next episode, we will find out. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.